Next, we have Dave Noon. Dave Noon was raised, I didn't go over this, R-O-A-N-O-K-E, Virginia. Clearly, I didn't grow up anywhere there. And made his way to Juneau 10 years ago to teach American history at UAS. He can often be seen downtown walking with some combination of small children and enormous aging Newfoundland dogs.
This is a story about the straight line that connects Friedrich Nietzsche and figure skating. And this is about the time where I'm starting to wonder whether the choice of bourbon and candy corns for dinner was a good idea, but here it goes. So it's December 1994, and I'm sitting in the cabin of a U.S. Airways 737 waiting to take off on a flight, 45-minute trip from Roanoke, Virginia to Pittsburgh. I'm sitting next to 1992 Olympic gold medalist in figure skating, Christy Yamaguchi, who was gently reassuring me that she and I and all the people who have joined us that morning are not about to die in a tumbling pinwheel of fire over the Appalachian Mountains. "It's gonna be okay," she says, in a tone that perfectly balances empathy and condescension. "It's gonna be okay." See, the problem here is that I was a high-maintenance flyer, a committed, truly committed aerophobe. I was not impressed by the magic of flight. I was the sort of person who, at cruising altitude, would see the gremlins ripping the bolts out of the wing. The landing gear thumping under the plane was always the engines dropping off as the duct tape holding them on failed at last. And I could remember the particular details of horrific air catastrophes. I remembered Air Florida Flight 90 in January 1982, which was brought down by iced wings, shearing off the top layer of cars on the 14th Street Bridge in Washington, D.C., and killing 78 people. I could remember Northwest Airways Flight 255 in August 1987, when distracted pilots failed to extend the wing flaps properly prior to takeoff, and then plunged onto the highway outside of Detroit, killing 149 people. And I could remember September 1994, just 3 months earlier, when a U.S. Airways flight from Chicago to Pittsburgh experienced a rudder malfunction that sent 132 people corkscrewing into the ground. And so, there I am. That's me, the terrified flyer. I was so terrified of flying, in fact, that when I moved to Minneapolis, Minnesota to start a PhD program in the summer of 1993, I did it on a Greyhound bus. And if you've never ridden across country on a Greyhound bus, you might not properly appreciate how depressing and wearying this kind of mode of travel can be, but that's what I did. And a Greyhound bus on a cross-country trip is this little matchbox rolling across the country filled with despair and sin. Everyone is sleeping and staring out the windows, dreamless, waiting for the meteor strike. Or there's somebody in the back getting drunk or doing lines of blow off the back of the toilet seat. On one of my trips, I sat next to a guy who pulled out a sheath of arrest reports, and they were all his arrest reports, and he was going through them one by one, reminiscing about the time he beat that guy in the head with a brick, and the time he fought with the cops, and the time he stabbed his best friend in the neck. On one trip from Cleveland, on my way toward the Midwest, a young couple who didn't know each other got on, they sat down right in front of me, and they started talking, and what I gathered from the conversation that he was a follower of the Wiccan religion, which I guess made him a warlock or something. And as they're talking and rolling across northern Ohio and northern Indiana, they're getting increasingly familiar. And I'm trying to read a book on Jackie Robinson and the desegregation of baseball. And by the time we get to northern Indiana, these two are rolling around the front seat in front of me, manually gratifying each other. And I'm just trying to read this book, and I'm thinking, this is a weird way to travel. So I finally had enough of the warlocks and the depression of traveling across country on cheap but very wearying trips. And so in the winter of 1994, I decided I was going to fly home, and I was going to brave it. I was going to face the gremlins and the inevitable doom. And I did. But what I tricked myself into doing was trying to distract myself by reading really dense reading matter. I was a graduate student, and so I picked up a copy of Friedrich Nietzsche's Genealogy of Morals, and this was the way that I tried to distract myself from this trip. And that's what I was reading in the cabin of this US Airways 737, waiting very impatiently to take off on this flight. And I'm looking as the people are rolling into the cabin, I see some familiar faces, and I'm like, who are these people? And then I see 1984 Olympic gold medalist men's figure skater Scott Hamilton joining us in coach, and I'm thinking, that's really great. Scott Hamilton is flying coach. And then I remember 1961 when the entire U.S. figure skating team died in a crash in Brussels. And as I'm thinking about that crash, Christy Yamaguchi plops her bags in the seat next to me and sits down, and she says, hi, I'm Christy. And I said, yes, you are. And we start to chat, and I'm trying to remember what that warlock said on that bus, and she looks at the book that I'm reading, and she says, Nietzsche? I haven't read him, as if that were on her list. And I explained, I'm terrified of flying, and I'm a graduate student, and blah, blah, blah. And she said, yeah, I haven't read him. And I said, well, that's okay, I haven't read Ken Follett either. And so the small talk kind of commenced for a couple of minutes, and the plane took off, and she reassured me that it was all going to be okay. And we had absolutely nothing to talk about between Roanoke and Pittsburgh, but when we landed, she said goodbye, we went our separate ways. And I can't say that Christy Yamaguchi cured me of my fear of flying, because that would be too corny and also not true. I continue to hate it. But for many years afterwards, as I got into a plane, I would think to myself, be strong for Christy. And we never saw each other again. But if I did, I would say thanks, and I would get her to sign my book. Thanks.